Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all you Great American Songbook fans out there. On this program, we'll be celebrating the holiday with some familiar, and maybe a few unfamiliar, holiday favorites, sung by some beloved songbook singers, including Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, and many more. However, after this unquestionably stressful year, we'll be turning down the volume a bit, playing all ballads and other slow, sentimental Christmas tunes to help you relax this holiday season. It's All Is Calm, A Quiet Afterglow Christmas, coming up next.
Thank you.
two Christmas classics, Bing Crosby in 1942 with Silent Night, and Frank Sinatra in 1957 with O Little Town of Bethlehem. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're slowing things down a bit, playing a few quiet, relaxing Christmas songs to wind down a stressful year. Before we get to some of the familiar favorites this time of year, White Christmas, The Christmas Song, and more, I want to start by playing some holiday tunes that may have flown under your radar, sung by some voices you know. We'll start with Ella Fitzgerald, who recorded a famous swingin' Christmas album in 1960, with a little-known tune she released as a single the year before. This is Ella Fitzgerald with Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's The Secret of Christmas on Afterglow.
It's not the glow you feel when snow appears. It's not the Christmas card you've sent for years. Not the joyful sound when sleigh bells ring. Children sing. The little gift you send on Christmas Day will not bring back the friend you've turned away. So may I suggest the secret of Christmas is not the things you do.
Once again you stop and mingle
In the spirit of Kris Kringle, every laugh a jingle bell, ringing happy
Peggy Lee, with a capital single from 1949 called The Christmas Spell. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald with a Verve single from 1959, The Secret of Christmas. Let's hear two more under-the-radar holiday songs now. This next one comes from singer June Christie on her 1961 winter-themed album, This Time of Year. All of the songs on the album were brand-new originals, written by the husband and wife songwriting team of Arnold Miller and Connie Pierce Miller. 10 beautiful yet underperformed songs. Let's hear the title track now. This is June Christie with This Time of Year on Afterglow.
Weather cold, hearth fires bright, and church bells ringing, hands to hold, hearts feeling light, and lovers clinging. This time of year, with its holiday style, makes it easy for a while to pretend that nothing but a year is ending till the night is near. This time of year, I feel better. Ignore the telephone. What's the use of making all the old excuses? Friends don't care to hear. So I sit and listen to the party going on next door. I admit that I thought twice before deciding not to go. The laughter sounds so nice. I'll just stay here. I'm a loss in a crowd. No loneliness allowed at a ball for Christmas Cinderella, trading in her fella and her dream. I'll spend a quiet fireplace evening with lonesome ice cube chill, and I'll forget you just as I forget you this time of every
bells are jingling, the streets are white with snow. The happy crowds are mingling, but there's no one that I know. I'm sure that you'll forgive me if I don't enthuse. I guess I've got the Christmas blues. I've done my window shopping, there's not a store I've missed. But what's the use of stopping when there's no one on your list? You'll know the way I'm feeling when you love and you lose. I guess I've got the Christmas blues. When somebody wants you, somebody needs you, Christmas is a joy of joy. But friends, when you're lonely, you'll find that it's only a thing for little girls and little boys. May all your days be merry, your seasons full of cheer. But till it's January, I'll just go and disappear. Oh, Santa may have brought you some stars for your shoes, but Santa only brought me the blues. Those brightly packaged, tinsel-covered Christmas blues. Santa may have brought you some stars for your shoes, but Santa only brought me the blues. Those brightly packaged, tinsel-covered Christmas blues.
Dean Martin with a single from 1953, the Sammy Kahn and David Holt song, The Christmas Blues. Before that, we heard June Christie with the title track from her 1961 album, This Time of Year, written by Arnold Miller and Connie Pierce. These next two quiet Christmas numbers are not exactly unknown, but they aren't exactly well-worn either. This next one originally made an appearance in the 1903 operetta Babes in Toyland by Victor Herbert, and it was later adapted in 1961 by George Bruns and Mel Levin for the Disney film Babes in Toyland. This is Jo Stafford from her 1955 album Happy Holiday with Victor Herbert's Toyland on Afterglow.
Thank you.
that roll so swiftly by, and of the many lands you will have journeyed through, you'll oft recall the best of all, the land your childhood knew, your childhood's joyland, mystic merry toyland. Once you pass its borders, you can ne'er return again. Joyland, mystic merry toyland. Once you pass its borders, you can ne'er return again.
Lovely snowfall. Brightly
snowfall.
Doris Day, from her Christmas album from 1964, with the Claude Thornhill song, Snowfall. Before that, we heard Joe Stafford on her 1955 Christmas album with Victor Herbert's Toyland. One more little-known quiet Christmas song for you now. This one comes from the great Tony Bennett. It's a tune written for him in the 1980s by his vocal coach, Tony Tamborello, with New York-themed lyrics written by Joyce Vintoloro. And he recorded this song in 1998 on the album The Playground. It's a lovely song that not many people have recorded since. This is Tony Bennett in 1998 with Christmas in Herald Square on Afterglow.
Bundled up from head to toe, I smile and it begins to snow, and all around I feel good cheer when that old familiar sound I hear. Sidewalk Santa rings his bell. Pushcart vendors send the smell of roasting chestnuts floating through the air. It's Christmas in Herald Square. Selling pine trees in the snow. Santa's going ho, 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 as people come from here and everywhere. It's Christmas in Herald Square. Carolers singing under Macy's tree of lights. Capture the spirit as the season hits the heights. Workshop way up north sends toys down to 34th, so all the girls and boys can get their share of that yearly Yuletide celebration. A miracle happens there when it's Christmas in Herald Square.
So Bennett can't help but be a little loud when he gets excited. That was Tony Bennett in 1998 with the song Christmas in Herald Square. We'll hear more from Tony Bennett and other singers in just a bit as we feature some more familiar, quiet Christmas songs. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to All Is Calm, A Quiet Afterglow Christmas. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some quiet, contemplative Christmas songs this hour. So many of the most memorable Christmas songs, and the saddest Christmas songs, were written in the early 1940s, during World War II, as families were separated, lives were lost, and the future of our world was uncertain. These familiar songs have taken on special resonance this year, a year when many are struggling with the same problems, now caused by the coronavirus. So let's hear two of those World War II-era Christmas songs now. We'll start with Frank Sinatra in 1957, with the 1943 song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, If Only in My Dreams, on Afterglow.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
Won't you please have snow?
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas. If only in my dreams. dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten.
Two Christmas songs associated with World War II. Just now, the 1942 Irving Berlin favorite, White Christmas, sung there by Tony Bennett on his 1968 album. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra with I'll Be Home for Christmas from his 1957 Christmas album. Let's continue with another Christmas favorite. This next one is usually an upbeat number, but it was given a slower ballad treatment by none other than Louis Armstrong and the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra in 1964 as the B-side of his Decca recording of White Christmas. This is Louis Armstrong with Winter Wonderland on Afterglow.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we are happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. As we dream by the fire to face unafraid new plans that we made, walking while we walking in a winter wonderland.
One of my favorite Christmas carols, that was I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, a musical adaptation of a Henry Wadsworth Longfellow poem, performed there by Harry Belafonte in 1958. Before that, we heard Louis Armstrong in 1964 with the Felix Bernard and Dick Smith song Winter Wonderland. This next familiar Christmas song was written in 1946 by a 20-year-old Mel Torme and his songwriting partner Bob Wells. Many Christmas songs are conceived of and recorded in the summer as songwriters, musicians, and record labels are preparing for the upcoming holiday season, and this song was no exception. Torme and Wells brought their Christmas song to the great Nat King Cole that summer in 1946 with the hopes that he would record it. Cole obliged, but thought the song needed some strings. However, before those iconic strings were added to it, Cole and his King Cole trio laid down a version in June of 1946 with just piano, bass, and guitar. And it's that simple, quieter version I'll play for you now. This is Nat King Cole and the King Cole trio with the original demo version of The Christmas Song on Afterglow.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. From 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. yuletide by the fireside, joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Christmas time, Christmas time, Christmas time is here. Christmas time is
Mel Torme in 1992 with the Vince Guaraldi song from A Charlie Brown Christmas, Christmas Time is Here. Before that, the Christmas song that Torme co-wrote, that was Nat King Cole and his King Cole Trio with the original demo version of the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, recorded in the summer of 1946. I'll close off this program with a quiet number I've been thinking about a lot lately. It's a somber tune from the 1944 MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis, the song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. In the film, Judy Garland introduces the sad number shortly after she and her sisters realize that their family will be moving away from St. Louis soon. The song must have had special resonance in 1944, given the fact that loved ones were far away from each other during the war. Now, Frank Sinatra, with the help of lyricist Hugh Martin, famously livened up the lyrics to this song on his 1957 album A Jolly Christmas, changing lines about muddling through somehow to hanging a shining star upon the highest bough. However, given that many of us are away from family this year, or perhaps have even lost loved ones, I want to play that more poignant original now. Here is Judy Garland in 1944 with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on Afterglow.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the yuletide gay. Next year, troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. The fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So
Judy Garland from the 1944 MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis, with the original, poignant version of Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I hope you have a quiet, safe holiday this year, and thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.